A reversal today of a long-standing U.S. policy in the Middle East. President Bush endorsed a plan by Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon that would maintain some Israeli settlements in the West Bank. The U.S. has long described settlements as an obstacle to peace. Under the plan, Israel would dismantle Jewish settlements in Gaza, but not the major ones in the West Bank. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
In a carefully scripted appearance before reporters, President Bush described the Sharon plan as a bold step toward peace.
This is an important step today. It accelerates the process. See, I view it as creating an opportunity.
An opportunity, he said, for a Palestinian state to emerge and for Israel to feel more secure. While the president said he doesn't want to prejudge final status issues, he broke from past policy by making clear publicly that it's not realistic to expect Israel to give up major Jewish population centers it's developed in the West Bank since the 1967 war. He also suggested Israel should not have to absorb Palestinian refugees, a key issue that's supposed to be dealt with in final status talks.
It seems clear that an agreed, just, fair, and realistic framework for a solution to the Palestinian refugee issue as part of any final status agreement will need to be found through the establishment of a Palestinian state and the settling of Palestinian refugees there rather than Israel.
Sharon, who needs U.S. backing to get political support at home for the plan, welcomed Mr. Bush's encouragement.
My plan will create a new and better reality for the state of Israel. And it also has the potential to create the right conditions to resume negotiations between Israel and the Palestinians.
But the Palestinians argue they've been shut out of the talks, and they accuse President Bush of becoming the first U.S. president to give legitimacy to Jewish settlements. A former U.S. consul general in Jerusalem, Edward Abington, who's now a political advisor to the Palestinian Authority, said President Bush has taken the heart out of the internationally backed peace plan known as the Roadmap.
Basically, he sided with the Israelis on the issue of the 1967 borders, not returning to them, and on Palestinian refugees not having the right to return to Israel.
Abington said there was something else that was striking in Mr. Bush's appearance today.
He talked about talking to the Europeans, to the UN, to Arab countries. It's as if the Palestinians are not a part of this process.
On Monday, President Bush encouraged Egypt's President Hosni Mubarak to help Palestinians secure Gaza, and he's to meet soon with Jordan's King Abdullah. There is reason for reaching out to the international community, according to former U.S. Ambassador to Israel Martin Indyk, now with the Brookings Institution. He says the U.S. needs to shore up support to make sure Sharon's Gaza First initiative won't leave a vacuum.
The image that haunts the Bush administration. In the wake of Israel's withdrawal, Hamas terrorists with their green bands on will be dancing on the rooftops of the settlements in Gaza.
Indyk said President Bush has had to do a diplomatic dance, sending Sharon home with enough support to get his Gaza pullout package passed by the Likud party and ensuring the international community supports the Palestinians. As Indyk put it, President Bush has outlined his vision of a two-state solution but has done little so far to support it. Bush administration officials see the Gaza pullout as at least a start. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.